This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Here we are again, DJV time. It's 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the ladies of the day in the form of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria and Jennifer both have some trending stories. Victoria, why don't you kick it off?
All right. Well, in there's a really sweet story out of Boynton Beach, Florida. The police officers there looked like they were crashing the high school prom on Saturday night, but they actually were dates. They weren't chaperoning. They were escorts. They attended the event as dates of several special needs students, which was an idea of one of the retired officers in the community named Scott Harris. He said the department came up with the idea so those students could have the same fun at the dance as other kids. And his wife is a special ed teacher at the high school in Green Acres, Florida. So the officers documented the night on the on their police department social media channels. They had videos of the officers putting on boutonnieres and corsages and dancing with the kids. And so overall, everybody said it was such a wonderful night. And the police department said it's amazing to see these young kids that don't have the opportunity to come here to do this like other kids. They're awesome kids, and now they're mingling with all the others and doing the same thing that kids who don't have disabilities are doing. So it's a really sweet cool. Prom story.
Yeah, that is a nice story. All right, Jen, what do you have to top that?
Well, you might laugh at this, but it's really not that funny of a story. But STDs top that, and with in the most respectful,
prom season.
Yeah, in the most respectful way possible. This has absolutely been the biggest story in Los Angeles, where I live. I'm not sure if it's gotten national attention, but you guys can tell me. Apparently, in LA County, STD rates are skyrocketing. Now, like a good liberal state that we are, officials think that racism and stigma may be to blame for this. Apparently, there are all kinds of numbers indicating that STDs are at their highest in years and years and years. However, the suggestion is that perhaps people from certain socioeconomic backgrounds or certain races are being hesitant in getting treated for them. The number, and I know it's early and we're having Cheerios, but the number of gonorrhea cases in LA County has doubled, and minorities are suffering the most in these categories. The numbers are really going up, and it's unacceptable. And so now LA County and, of course, California as a whole are going to be trying to figure out how to reach out to some of these minority groups to re-educate them against STDs, because I think for a long time people felt that there was a handle on it, and now something there's been definitely a shift, and they're blaming poverty or lack of opportunity.
Yeah. You know what?
That might be getting people in trouble.
These people, especially in California, that come out with this kind of crap, like nobody who was white and had money is getting an STD. And they're so focused on playing the blame game instead of fixing the problem and looking at all of this stuff from their jilted point of view. I find the fact that the problem has reared its ugly head again to be disgusting. It's lack of education on the part of parents and people who are authority figures teaching youngsters or whomever what safe sex is all about.
Well, I think there is some truth to that, though, that they're in minority
schools. Oh, I'm not disputing that at all,
Kara. There's not money.
I'm not disputing that.
But
the implication is that no white kids anywhere ever get gonorrhea or any STD.
I don't think that's the implication. I think they're just saying that it's a larger problem in minority districts. And so if you have school districts where there is no funding and they have bad health classes where they're not teaching them anything,
where would we be without the government?
That's probably where
the government, the government. The government.
Okay. You know, and I understand that, and that sometimes is the case with lower income communities. But when it's something you said, Kara, I don't know that that's necessarily true in minority districts, that those schools receive less funding than any schools in rich districts. And in California, that's really not the case. The funding is really spread across the board. Now, whether or not the funding is being spent on the stuff that the school actually needs, that's a whole different argument, but according to enrollment is how we fund our schools. So it would just depend on enrollment across the board.
Yeah. I just find that we have become so dependent, desperately dependent on the government to fix everything, when in fact these problems were fixed at home by parents in circumstance. You can say, well, the world has changed a lot. Yeah, the world has changed a lot.
I'm just
but there still
curious.
Is responsibility on the part of parents to teach their children about the realities
but
of sex.
In minority communities, though, there are often lacking a parental structure. And this and moms with three jobs aren't sitting down and telling their kids to use condoms. I don't think that's a very realistic view. It's a very different structure than the way than the way we grew up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also just curious, and maybe this is personal. Jen and Victoria, did your parents sit you down and talk about STDs
never.
With you?
Never.
I don't think that that's a thing that happens in families,
nope.
And I don't think that's a new thing either.
Why is it my responsibility to pay through my taxes to have that educational
effort? Yeah, I had the fear of God put in me about being promiscuous from my family.
Yeah, okay, but that's from a religious standpoint. I don't know.
It was not religious.
That's a bad assumption, too.
Well, she said the fear of God, so.
Well. That's just a figure of speech.
Many of us believe in God who think religion is nonsense.
Yeah, I think it really had nothing to do with religion. It was kind of like, you better behave like this. We expect. I mean, my expectations were always spelled out from a very early age. And I didn't want to violate that. Now, I know a lot of people, kids want to experiment.
We all experimented. But I was scared to experiment.
What I'm saying is I didn't because I was scared because I didn't want to disappoint my family because we did have those conversations. And my family, whether it was right or wrong, were very much fear-based thinkers. So, you know, if you do this, you're going to get that. If you
Right. Yeah, okay. I hear that coming from my
But it worked.
I was kind of the same way in that I didn't want to, I don't know, just from past experiences with family, I didn't want anything to happen to me. I didn't want to have to go to the, have an awkward conversation with my parents, have to go to the doctor, have to do any of that stuff.
How'd you learn?
Well, but I think that there, I didn't have a specific conversation about, like, STDs or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think it was just kind of like, be safe, use a condom.
So,
and so I think
my parents didn't even get that far. It was don't have sex until you're married. That was the whole conversation.
I'll give you the argument. Whose responsibility is it? And in the public school system, back to the time when I was teaching school, when I advocated for exactly what you're talking about, this kind of education in the health courses that were being taught, the morons on the school committee kicked it out of the curriculum because a couple of clowns on the school committee said, well, we're teaching our kids how to do it. So
well, that's just so ignorant.
That.
That's been proven
that's
wrong
what I'm saying.
So many times.
The whole
times.
Thing
yeah.
is all about ignorance.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Victoria. I think laying the blame on certain sectors, the reality is it probably is more of a problem in low-income areas. And so why, if we're going to follow this through, and I'm not sure, I may be talking out of both sides of my mouth here, the educational system that we have, if we're going to do the right job and teach things that are really practical and of use, learning about one's body, it seems to me, is one of the paramount needs that we have growing up. We need to learn how our body works. And that includes what our sexuality is all about. And if you don't have some education, if your parents are either Neanderthals or they work three jobs or whatever the excuse is, and you're going to give it to the public school system, then you better give it to them so that they take the responsibility and don't sugarcoat it or don't go around it because the teacher has some religious objection to giving this information to the kids or whatever it is. What we need here is consistency, which we do not have. We don't have consistency with our parents and parenting. We don't have consistency in school and teaching. We don't have consistency in religion, if in fact that's part of the circle of light here. And so we have. Then it becomes one of those things that, nobody wants to talk about it. We are so backward in this country about sexuality, it's embarrassing. And this kind of stuff, they don't have the same sorts of problems with these sorts of things in Europe. They don't, because they teach one way or another.
Their own set of problems. So,
but we're not talking about other problems. We're talking about this problem.
I do think that Victoria's right when we talk about the family culture, the family structure is breaking down in minority communities. I think that has been.
There is none. It's broken down. It's broken, period.
Right, right.
There's none. The men have, they impregnate women and they disappear. The members of black men in the black community are notorious for this kind of behavior, and that's nothing new. That's been going on. I can remember having that conversation with black friends of mine when I was in college. Where's your father? I don't know. Who's your dad? I'm not sure. You know, that kind of stuff. And it is. It's a prominent problem. But you hit a nerve with me there because I'm so damn sick of hearing in California about how the government is going to fix everything. Yeah, believe that. Gil Garcetti was the mayor of Los Angeles, and he's going to get rid of the homeless problem. The homeless problem has never been worse. We're going to fix the traffic problem. The traffic problem has never been worse. So politicians and their idle promises. I mean, there's been plenty of stuff Trump promised to do that he hasn't done yet. So I'll take care of this right away. No, he hasn't. And I had another experience yesterday. You hit a hot button here with me, Victoria, obviously. The farm realities in this country, how your food is grown and how you're going to get it is going to so drastically change in the next 4 or 5 years because of the inaction. The food bill that is before the farm bill, which is a food bill before the Senate and the House right now, contains $633 billion to be given to the big ag conglomerates that don't need a penny. Meanwhile, you look around. I was on an Amish farm in upstate New York last week. The poverty there among those people and the conditions in which they live and they milk their cows and live in their reality is pathetic. And yet
isn't that what they want? Are they choosing that lifestyle?
That example. Amish don't want any help necessarily, but there are plenty of people in plenty of areas in our country that are milking cows that can't anymore because the people, thanks to George Bush and his administration, they brought in a bureaucrat into the FDA, or the USDA, sorry, who came from a family that controlled the fluid milk supply. And they changed all the rules to affect them, and they wanted to get cheap milk, so they got cheap milk. Now, the guy that runs the company last year got a $1 million bonus because he's got the price of milk down, importing it from Canada, bringing it from China, bringing it from all over the place. In the meantime, we're going to have no local milk sources anymore that are healthy. And giving $633 billion of our tax money to these damn big, like, Monsanto's not in the ag business. Well, they are, but they aren't. I'm talking about Cargill and ADM and these big outfits like that, these huge conglomerates that shouldn't get a penny. The only reason they get the money is because they've paid off lobbyists to pay off congressmen in the form of campaign contributions, and that's why the votes go the way they go. So, anyway, I guess I got that out of my system. Now, hopefully you all got something out of the conversation. 19 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was surprised at myself how much energy I had. And, you know, I'm doing two jobs, running around like a maniac, and I was able to handle it. Really, I'm like, wow, this stuff is really good. So, you know, more than anything else, it just gave me the extra energy and the well-being, feeling of well-being that I don't think I would have without it.
Well, I take it every day, and I feel great. And my wife looks at me and says, how come you never get sick? And I do. It's because I take the fruits and veggies.
I just feel a lot better. My life has turned around. Everything is working for me.
It just helps me feel good. I just think the products are wonderful, and I take them every day. I just like it. It works.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Three and change at the hour, DJV time. Doug Steffen with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. I could have just said Doug instead of Doug Steffen. D as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V, Victoria. There's a listing out some of the first rounds of renewals and cancellations of television shows from the various networks. This happens as we get into the final month of ratings. The last rating tests will be Thursday the 24th, so the ratings last until the 24th. After that, you're going to see a lot more reports like this. But to begin the overview, ABC says they're renewing American Idol, The Good Doctor, Grey's Anatomy. They are canceling The Mayor, The Middle, and Once Upon a Time. CBS says it's renewing Blue Bloods, Bull, Hawaii Five-O, MacGyver, Madam Secretary, Mom, NCIS. They are canceling Zoo. In Fox's circle, let's see here, 9-1-1 is renewed, Empire is renewed, Orville is renewed. I don't even know what that's about. New Girl is canceled. What's the Orville about? Anybody know? No.
Never heard of that. A psychic or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
At NBC.
There's so many to keep track of.
I know. Ellen's Game of Games, which is kind of fun. It's a little boring. It's a little long. Okay, it's been renewed. Good Place renewed. Let's see here. Night Shift canceled. Superstore renewed. This Is Us renewed over at CW. Riverdale is renewed. For the life of me, I don't understand why CBS doesn't put The Good Fight on their regular network lineup. It is a very good show. It's just silly.
Do you watch it on the app?
I catch it on the plane. Oh. I mean, I can watch three or four episodes at a time. But it's easy enough to find. Just go to CBS.com. You can find it there or on the CBS.
It's got a great cast.
Yeah,
I think two people from Downton Abbey, along with Christine Baranski. Like, it's a really good cast. I think they do that on purpose so that you use that online platform.
Yeah, but most people still, it's going to find a younger audience. Maybe that's good in a manner of speaking. But put it there and put it on TV. That's what they do with the rest of the stuff. Put it on. I want to see it. I'd like to see it, frankly. All right, meanwhile, 26 past the hour, time for some music news. Darius Rucker and Kelly Pickler, among the artists who are going to be on hand to honor the men, women, and families of the U.S. Armed Forces' special Grand Ole Opry event later on this month, 22nd of May at the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville. So this looks pretty exciting, Jennifer.
I love Darius Rucker. He's so good. Who didn't love Hootie and the Blowfish? I know people made fun of them. But his voice was amazing there. Wow, he really suits country.
Lent it well to country, right. So they have a red carpet parade for soldiers, their spouses, their children, their parents. And let's see, Rucker and Pickler, along with Trace Adkins, Craig Morgan, Lee Greenwood, presenting as well, performing. A USO is going to have a hand in this, and not only highlighting the sacrifices made by service members themselves, but also those of the loved ones that they leave behind when they are serving. I think that's a good point that oftentimes is overlooked.
It's very true, yep.
Yeah, right. Tickets for the two shows available now. We got it, but we don't. How do we just go to one of the usual tickets?
GrandOleOpry.com, I think, has them. Yep.
Okay, good. Country singers, Shania Twain, Jake Owen, getting together to host a new singing competition. The show is called Real Country, spotlighting the traditions, songs, and themes of certain country genres. I didn't know that. What would you consider to be different genres within country? Jennifer, you're our country artist.
You've got country pop, country rock. You've got definitely kind of a more soulful sound in country, folky sounds. There's a lot of different factors.
Are we overdoing this? Is there this much talent out there? Are we going to find new soloists and duets and groups to perform? How much talent is there?
I think there's enough talent out there. I'm just not sure there's enough of a space for them to be famous afterwards.
Yeah.
And
well,
which
how much
I think
consumption
is, what,
is there?
Yeah, that's what most people want to be. I don't know. I guess they can all get on Spotify, and then they get their exposure, and people can find them that way afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Shania's summer-long headlining tour kicked off last week in Tacoma, Washington. Good reviews. I think she's quite attractive in all ways. She's really...
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four after the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffen presenting another approach for Good Day Listening with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. People in the news today. This is a woman who's not been identified but has had some pretty good luck. Lady placed an $18 bid on the Derby Day races. She's from Austin, Texas. Do you see that?
Her bet, $18 and $1.2 million.
Yep.
It's pretty good. It's kind of amazing that she nailed all five, the first five. That's incredible. That's not easy to do.
You think it's luck or somebody? How do you have an inside, though, on something like that?
It's impossible.
Yeah, you can't really. Yeah. Those results, because of the weather and everything, that would be very hard to have an inside track on that.
How far ahead do you have to place bets for something like that? Like, do you
go right up to post time?
Day of, wait till the... Yeah.
No, you go right up to a minute, 2 minutes to post time.
Yeah. Have you ever done that? Do you ever pick any number of horses to win? Are you But oh,
yeah.
That big
I grew up at the racetrack, so yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Ever since I was a kid, I would just usually pick by the prettiest silks. That was how, that was my... But it actually works. And sometimes, you know, you can pick by a funny name or whatever.
That's
but,
how I pick. It's usually the name.
Yeah.
Or I used to have a boyfriend who used to always say to bet on the gray horse. So then you just the gray horse.
The gray horse.
We've had several gray horses. None of them ever did anything. So I apologize if you ever bet on any of our horses.
No. Well.
Our grays were all losers.
Bad Vlad in the news today. Puking Putin vowing to uphold the glory of Russia as he was inaugurated for the fourth time. After a weekend of demonstrators, they arrested hundreds of them during protests against him. The ceremony was attended by the former German chancellor and Steven Seagal.
Huh. Oh my God.
Nice. Doesn't he live in Russia now?
I think he does. He has a home there anyway. Putin says he'll do everything in his power to increase the might of the country and boost military capabilities. Good God, these guys. Nice. This is so transparent. Oh, man. All right. He got 65% of the popular vote. That's good.
Of course he did.
Yeah. Right. He's been there longer than any other Russian leader in the past 100 years except Joseph Stalin. And we all know what a wonderful guy he was. He added greatly to the... Well, he actually helped Russia survive during World War II. Guess you can give him that. Other people in the news. Oliver North has taken over as the president of the NRA. He takes over for some guy I don't even know. Pete Brownell decided not to... to seek a second term. This is a marriage made in heaven, as far as I'm concerned. Full disclosure here, Oliver and I, I worked with him for a number of years.
Does Kara know she has one degree of separation to Oliver North?
Kara's sitting in a studio where Oliver North used to do his radio program. But she probably knows that, though, I'm guessing.
I don't actually know that. You learn new things every day.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway... he's famous for Iran-Contra. That's where he got well-known during the Reagan years. He's actually quite an affable fellow. I quite like him. And he's not really as kooky as some people make him out to be. He's actually very smart and methodical, and I think he was guilty of everything he was charged with because he was smart enough to figure out a way. I don't even know if guilt should be associated with it. I mean, it was a practical way of dealing with a problem.
But how were the charges dropped in 1991?
That's a great question.
Was that...
You've asked the right question. Who knows? But
was that a presidential pardon?
In 91? No, because Clinton was president.
Not in 91.
Oh, no, George Bush the father. George Bush, yeah, right. That may have entered into it a little bit. Because he was actually George Bush. Now here's how this. I'll unfold
did
the story
he
a little
to
bit.
Jail? Did Ollie
North Oliver North?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so.
No. Although he made a great radio. That makes great radio. He and
Gordon Liddy.
He and Gordon Liddy both worked in the same studio where Kara is now, and they worked. They followed each other. On the air. They were not in the same place. Actually, sometimes they were. Interesting to see the relationship between the two of them, though. I remember being at an event where I was with the two of them. As a matter of fact, I was standing between the two of them. It was on a boat in Washington. God, I'm just thinking that now. It was in the mid-90s. What the heck was the occasion? I don't remember what the occasion was, but it was really an interesting sandwich. I was in the middle, and the two of them were on either side of me as hosts for Radio America. But it wasn't about the event, it was about the two guys who were there. Oh, I know what it was. It was a Christmas party. That was it. Yeah, it was a Christmas party. Richie will tell you the story, Kara. There was a Christmas party on this ship out in the Potomac. And it was pretty surreal. It really was. Anyway, so he's going to take over the NRA. It's a good job for him. The next person in the news is Melania Trump, who has been in the focus for the last couple of days. People are focused on this comprehensive program, three main points, fighting opioid abuse, positivity on social media, and what's the other thing? There was one other thing. But do you remember what the third one was on the platform?
I don't, actually.
It was all over kids' health, basically. So it was yeah. like bullying.
Big Rose Garden ceremony the other day.
Yeah, it was actually, I didn't go through the website yet. I wanted to, but I thought she did a nice job with it.
Yeah, I did, too. Here's some of the audio from that appearance on the main lawn there.
As a mother and as First Lady, it concerns me that in today's fast-paced and ever-connected world, children can be less prepared to express or manage their emotions, and oftentimes turn to forms of destructive or addictive behavior such as bullying, drug addiction, or even suicide. I feel strongly that as adults, we can and should be best at educating our children about the importance of a healthy and balanced life. So today, I'm very excited to announce Be Best, an awareness campaign dedicated to the most valuable and fragile among us, our children.
So are we betting that she came up with these ideas herself, or did somebody in the staff come up with these ideas? Where did these ideas come from?
I'm sure it was both. I think she wanted to do something with kids because she was talking about that before I think he was even sworn in. But I'm sure people helped them refine that because that's a policy, and she has her own office, so... Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's refinement.
Also in keeping with, you know, a lot. She hasn't made too many visits to places, but all of the things that she's done, a lot of them have involved kids, whether it's reading to kids or visiting kids in hospitals and things. So I think it wasn't a surprise at all that she wanted to focus on kids. I know having sat with her for, you know, a period of time, being a mother is the most important thing to her. Yeah. So it's not surprising at all that that's truly where her heart is, and you can see it, and she gets emotional talking about her son. So I think that it's probably a perfect platform for her. And if she's going to take on some of the opioid stuff, good for her, because that is, you know, that 90-day council or whatever that Trump put into effect, it went away and nothing happened.
Right.
So
a waste of time.
It was a total waste. So maybe she can get more done as First Lady.
All right, next person in the news is Ashley Graham. Got a new swimsuit catalog. Would you call them suits or just swim? What do you call?
Swimsuits.
Swimwear.
Swimsuits. Swimwear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got a likable, lovely body, and she has been, what, for the last 2 years, 3 years? How long has she been prominent since that cover of the swimsuit edition at... That was 3 years
ago.
She's
been around for a while, but she's, in the last couple of years, I think, become very high profile.
Yes.
So she had to struggle in the beginning of her career because she had to fight against an industry that just would not recognize a woman who's larger than a size 2.
Yep. Good looking lady.
She's been a trailblazer.
Yep. Got an overbite, but other than that, she's quite
attractive.
Her swimsuits retail for $102 to $120, sizes ranging from 4 to 22. You can see the collection at her website, swimsuitsforall.com. So good.
But the reason that that's trending, once again, you buried the lead, the reason that that's a big story right now is because the entire catalog is unretouched. And that's why she's getting so much praise, because we see these glossed over, photoshopped models all the time, and it's just completely unrealistic. So she did everything. She models all the suits, and none of them are retouched.
Really? Okay.
Which is very bold and very brave.
Yep. Next name, Jeffrey Tambor, admits to being a terror on the set, maintains he never sexually harassed anybody, was fired following an investigation into claims of misconduct from that show, Transparent. He played the transgender mother or father or something, didn't he?
Yeah, that was on Amazon, wasn't it? Was that an Amazon original?
I don't remember. I think a lot of hoopla about it,
He won tons of awards. Remember, almost every time he was nominated, he would win.
But his former personal assistant claimed that he subjected her to multiple sexual propositions. He denied the allegations, called her a disgruntled assistant. I have heard that he has a horrible temper and is very difficult, very
difficult. My mom taught his kids.
And what was that like? Were they okay?
Yeah, they were. My mom had nice things to say about them, actually. Yeah.
What about parent-teacher conferences? How was he?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he showed up.
Why do people get that way? Maybe they are that way no matter what. You don't get that way. You are that way. Here's Governor Mary Fallon, another person in the news. because she has sent a new firearms bill to the Senate and, I suppose, back around. So those who live in Oklahoma could soon see residents buying and carrying guns without a permit or a license.
That's smart.
I don't know.
That makes total sense. Sure.
If she signs the bill, it could let people 21 and older with military background, military members of 18, buy guns without having to get a permit. Why would you go backwards on the way things are being done now? Background checks.
The permit was that you're in the military. That's the permit.
Well, anybody over 21 can get a permit, according to this, anyway. No, I'm not buying it.
You can buy a gun in California without getting a permit.
How?
I don't have a permit. I bought a gun.
Don't you have a license?
You get a license, you take a test, but it's like, you know.
Right, but that's what he's saying, that in Oklahoma, you don't have to have a license or a test or anything. You don't need anything.
Yeah, I still think the test is kind of nonsense. The stuff that they ask you is really ridiculous.
Of course it is. I went through it. I buy into it. You're right. It is nonsense.
It's just a formality. It's not like
you have
to go
on. But it's a way to get your name on a list, Jennifer, to be watched.
But does this mean your name is not going to go on a list as a gun owner? I think it would still go on a registry, because I think you have to be, because of federal law. You just wouldn't have to take the dumb test.
Yeah.
But isn't the dumb test include some basic safety things?
No,
like, don't you have
really
to learn how to use a gun?
No. It's really, right. It's ridiculous. It's
well,
a written test. It's a written
Time's
test.
Up. It's now 13 before the hour.
Hey.
This May, Guiding Eyes for the Blind, a nonprofit dedicated to creating life-changing connections between people with vision loss and exceptional guide dogs, wants you to get your WAG on. The first annual Wagathon fundraiser is a virtual marathon that you and your dog can do anywhere at your own pace over the month of May. The goal is to hit 26.2 miles while raising funds for Guiding Eyes. It's an opportunity for you and your dog to stay healthy and do good. President and CEO Thomas Panic has more.
It takes $50,000 to support a guide dog through its lifetime, and we provide them at no cost to the person who is blind. The Wagathon is a great way for people and their dogs to get active while raising money to support our mission.
The Wagathon starts May 1st and continues through May 31st. Sign up online and start fundraising now at www.guidingeyes.org/wagathon or join the social conversation using hashtag Wagathon. Again, just go to guidingeyes.org/wagathon and join the fun.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We've all been there, trying to figure out what to make for dinner. Wouldn't it be great to have some help from your fridge? That's the idea behind the new line of JennAir fridges, where the JennAir app works with Yumly, a recipe app, to help you figure out what's for dinner. John Hall from JennAir explains.
Yumly is part of the backbone that drives this food journey integration. So we've got inside the JennAir app, you'll be able to take a picture inside of your refrigerator, and it'll recommend recipes based on the contents in there and start to bring you through that food coordination process and sending the cooking algorithms to our speed ovens or our commercial ranges. So really a great offering of kind of food journey coordination with this Yumly application as the backbone.
More info on JennAir appliances is at jennair.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
After the hour now on the DJB show, time for us to, our focus on health is continuing here. There's a segment that we have podcasts on called GoodDayHealthShow.com, the podcast featuring the information that comes each week from Dr. Jack Stockwell and from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Different approaches to your medical health and well-being, but you can see the archives, see what the stories are about, and get some more information from either of these two gentlemen at GoodDayHealthShow.com. In a moment, we're going to explore the medical benefits of beets. Beets, can't beat them. And you don't have to join him, you just have to eat him right after this.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kitty bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kitty bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protected with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, 55 past the hour now. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Dr. Doug Steffen with a focus on the benefits of beets. A lot of nutrients, really good for your health. How often do you have beets, Jack?
As often as possible, at least once a week, a good beet salad.
Yeah. Well, beet greens are like spinach. better than lettuce because there's substance to them. So do they have the same benefits? Do they have the same vitamins and minerals and stuff in the leaves, the greens, as in the plant itself, the beets?
Oh, yes. That's the part that faces the sun.
Yeah.
So that's where most of the chemical transitions take place, are in the greens. And there are supplements out there that are made just out of beet greens themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every now and then you find a particular vegetable species in the plant kingdom that has a really great, in a small amount of concentrated area, benefit for human physiology. And the beet is one of them. If I had a choice between beets and spinach, I'd be taking the beet greens and the beets.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, and then the beetroot. And then the color of the beetroot has an awful lot to do with the kind of benefits that it provides you. Red beets, gold beets, and of course there's the a little bit more of a deeper purpler color than some other species. But the red beet, which I guess is the most common one of all, is well known for its anti-inflammatory properties. And then, as we have learned over the years in the past, beets have an awful lot of nitric oxide to provide for
us.
Yeah. That will cause vascular dilation and better oxygen supply to the body.
It was in a very nice restaurant last Saturday night and had a beet salad. I've always loved beet salads, a little pickled beet. But the yellow beets, along with the red beets, and I'm trying to describe the restaurant, but it was an upscale restaurant run by a couple of guys who used to be cheese experts. So everything in the place has something to do with cheese, and I'm not a big fan of cheese, but I pushed it aside to get to the beets. And not only do they taste good in this circuit, there's nothing worse, by the way, than drinking beet juice.
Blech,
awful. But if you can flavor it up a little bit, cut up the greens, it's very easy to grow. Matter of fact, I'm going to have some in my garden this year. And there's so many, as you point out, so many really strong benefits from it. A lot of people drink this beet juice after they exercise, but people who exercise and drink carrot juice or beet juice, they get something wrong with their noodle to begin with.
Well, there's a lot of sugar in carrot juice and a lot of sugar in beet juice.
Oh, is there? I didn't know that.
That's one of the reasons why it is that popular.
Oh,
so you want to be kind of be careful with that. And never drink more juice than you would have eaten from the plant itself, because you can override your own physiology. Like people who will drink a quart of carrot juice a day, that's crazy.
Yep. All right. Maybe if you have the beet juice, it'll affect your smile, because sometimes beets stain your teeth. And if that's the case, here's the way to fix that problem. Get rid of all the stains on your teeth, whether it be coffee, tea, red wine, beet juice, whatever it is. Power Swabs to the rescue. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes. No messy strips or trays. Clinically studied, patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent. Lighten up those teeth. Get rid of the stains in 5 minutes and stay on the program for a couple of months, and you'll see a dramatic difference. People say, what's different about you? You can say it's your smile. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, save 50%. 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.